every emotion you think you can hide eventually creeps up, comes out from inside your heart. Oh, oh, oh. Sits in your gut like a big ball of twine, tears you apart till you let it unwind. Let it go. Mistakes, it's only illusion that makes you feel safe. But don't be afraid. Don't run away and life goes on. And life may knock you down, knock you out, leave a prisoner inside your own mind. It's hard to escape when you're doing your time alone, all alone. You're trying your best to make sense of it all. You reach for the truth, then you stumble and fall down, all alone. The cuts and the bruises, they hurt us the same. We all feel the struggle, we all feel the pain. But don't be afraid.
Matt Miller, here on Neil Rocks. He's staring at me as I say his name, which is always awkward, but you're going to hear from him in just a second before Bette Miller. By the way, that was Twine. Good song. Before that, Joshua Jesty, I Can't Wait to See Your Light by Light We Loom. I did not do that intentionally, I swear. The Ignition and Dan Maraldi starting that set off with Junkie Friend. Mr. Miller, how are you?
Great. Great to be here.
So you've got an event coming up this weekend. What's going on?
I'm doing a single release at Coda in Tremont. I've got Sea Level Plane, I've got The Few and the Far, and The Great Perhaps. So, and it's also free, best of all.
That is the best part. Yeah. Now, the other thing with Coda, that's kind of a new club, right?
I believe it's about a year old.
Okay, now
it's part of the Dante Bacuzzi. I'm not sure how you say that last name, but
okay. Now, for people who don't know and aren't familiar with it, how do they get to it?
So it's on Professor Avenue, and you'll see Dante, which used to be a bank, which is now a restaurant. And there's a little staircase going down right next to Dante. And then Ginkgo, which is a sushi bar, is on the left, and then Coda is on the right.
Very cool. And, of course, this whole celebration this Saturday at 9 o'clock at Coda is for your single.
Yes, Blue Diamond Sky.
Yes, which we're going to hear in a little bit. We're going to tease it because you're going to do some acoustic songs, and then we're going to finish off with that. So what made you decide to do a single release?
Well, I've kind of, like, worked in and out of Nashville the past 3 years and did a lot of writing and recording. And I recorded these, like, handful of songs, about 14. And there's some of the project that I'm really in love with and some of the project I really didn't, like, grasp onto, and I just feel like it didn't totally capture me. So I'm testing the water with these singles, and after this, most likely, I'll be doing an EP release of, like, the majority that I like, and then keeping some in the vault, probably.
So are you pretty hard on yourself as far as that goes when you write some songs, and
yeah.
Is that typical?
Yeah, all the time, pretty much.
How do you weed through? Like, what if you have certain songs that you like, is there a common theme where you're like, okay, I like this about this, I like it, or is it just kind of...
Well, for starters, if it fits with an overall, like, project I'm going towards, then that's a great bonus. But as far as just, like, songwriting goes, it's either, I know when I really like it, if it's stuck in my head and it's just playing over and over again. And if it's not doing that, then I kind of just brush it to the side and let it sit for a little while, collect some dust. So.
I'm smiling about this because I swear to everything, you're the first person besides myself who I've heard say that.
Right.
And I agree with you completely.
Yeah, you shouldn't just, I mean, quality, man, that's key.
Do you ever do this? Like, my whole thing is I'll write a song, and I might record it, you know, on my phone or whatever, but I won't listen to it again when I'm done. If I wake up the next morning, or if I'm singing it the next day, then I know it's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll do that. I'll write a song in the afternoon, and then I'll be ready to go to bed, and then I'll go back to my voice memos on my phone and just play it over, like, three times, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is really rocking.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But we can guarantee that all the songs you're going to hear at Coda this Saturday, those are all the good ones that you definitely
want people to hear. No bad songs.
Now, you've got a full band with you, right, this weekend?
I'm playing as a trio, so yeah, full band.
Who else is playing with you?
Pat Boland on drums, and then Jay Willis on bass.
And then tell us about the rest of the bands that are going to be there for the night.
So we've got Sea Level, which if you haven't heard of Sea Level by now, then you do not live in Cleveland, probably. they're just they're real fun, funky, jam rock, so they're always a good time. Dave's a cool cat. We've got The Few and the Far, which is just some, like, heavy, classic rock and roll. Like, they bring the heat, they bring the party, so they're a good time. And then The Great Perhaps, which I've never played with before, but love their music. They're kind of, like, little somber, melancholy, but, like, they've got that, like, harder edge alternatively on their, like, lower end. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, they're cool stuff.
Well, sounds like a great show. We're going to have you play a song here. We had talked about Nashville earlier, so we're going to talk about that after this song, because I have some questions about that.
Okay.
Terrific city. But what acoustic song are you going to play for us here?
I am going to do, once I get this out of my hair here, I'm going to do a song called Autumn Leaves.
All right, Autumn Leaves, Matt Miller here on Neo Rocks.
Walks with grace, her amber eyes light up dark space. I'm paralyzed at the knees, I am crumbling. Once a week, I am humble. Mumbling, what would you like? How was your morning? Pretty good, right? Have a good one, Miss Autumn Leaves. Yes, so sweet and simple. Once a week, I am humble, mumbling, what would you like? How was your morning? Pretty good, right? Have a good one, Miss Autumn Leaves. You're so sweet and simple. She knows what she likes and she knows how to do it. Silently dreaming, silently, suddenly real. So help me, God, I'm incomplete. I'm all I've got. While she at the knees, I am crumbling, crumbling, crumbling. Once a week, I am humble, mumbling, what would you like? How was your morning? Pretty good, right? Have a good one, Miss Autumn Leaves. You're so sweet.
Yeah. Matt Miller, Autumn Leaves. Good tune.
Thank you.
I'm glad you kept that one.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Awesome. So, yeah, we're talking about the single release for Blue Diamond Sky happening at CODA this Saturday, 9 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Awesome. So you were actually out of town for a little bit. You lived in Nashville for how many years?
I actually never lived in Nashville.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I just traveled back and forth, like, periodically, once a month, once every 2 months.
And this how this CD...
That's how that CD became.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you worked with some pretty prestigious people down there, huh?
Yeah. Steve Cropper, to name one, which if you don't know who he is... worked for Stax Records as a session player, Booker T and the MGs, was in the Blues Brothers band on the movie. So, yeah, he's been doing stuff for quite a while. He's played with, like, literally every man. He's got stories upon stories. It's crazy.
Do you have any Steve Cropper stories? He's not listening. It's okay.
I won't do it justice, so I'm not going to tell any, because I don't know if I can even remember the details myself. So,
yeah, so what was it like working with him?
Just freaking awesome. I mean, he's such a cool guy, like one of the most down-to-earth people you'll meet. I was super nervous before he like got to the studio because the connection I got was through my producer Eddie Gore, and I was just all nerves. But then he walked in the door and he was just real chill. Just started talking about golf and fishing mainly. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was kind of like prying to get some music stories. So. Yeah.
I don't picture him as a golfer.
Oh, huge golfer.
That's like
his daughter's in some like women's league, doing pretty well with it. So
interesting. That's like Alice Cooper. You'd never expect him to, you know.
He's a golfer.
Yeah, he's a he's a.
Now that's someone you don't expect to be golfing.
Yeah, if you ever want to find out about Alice Cooper and some of his interesting things that he has going on, just type it into Google and you'll find it.
Alice Cooper hobbies.
Oh man. So you're kind of going this route now. You're going to be playing with a trio on Saturday at Coda, but you were in a band. You played the High School Rock Off.
Yep. In 2011.
Right.
We were called Shred Rot. Not the greatest of names, but we made it happen. We were, I don't know, pretty heavy grunge rock, so pretty wild on stage.
So how did you transition from that grunge rock sound to what you have right now?
I think it kind of just happened naturally, really. It was nothing, like, intentional. Just being in a band, you have that sense of camaraderie, and it builds a lot of energy around it, and we just wanted to, like, go all out for our shows and throw down and just play as heavy as we could. We were also, like, 18, 19, so...
Okay.
Yeah, we had all that angst build up, but... after the band split up, I don't know, it kind of just, I just started playing a lot more acoustic guitar, and I think that drew out more of the singer-songwriter in me, so.
And I was talking to you off the air, I really like your voice. Listening to you, it sounds like a collaboration of a lot of things. And I asked you off air, you kind of looked at me like I was crazy, but but where did you find your voice is what I wanted to know. And the reason I asked that is because as a singer, you know, when you start singing, I feel like it's natural to kind of pick up on who you like to listen to, and you right. try to imitate them,
right.
But then it turns into its own thing. And listening to you, it sounds like you have a lot of awesome influences.
Well, Kurt Cobain was the start of all that, and then from there, Stone Temple Pilots, so Scott Weiland, a lot of Chris Cornell, Billy Corgan especially. And then I told you, throwing a little Darius Rucker in there.
That's interesting.
Which I was never a huge Hootie fan, but there was just something about his voice that just really stuck with me.
How do you feel about Wagon Wheel?
Man. I mean, it's great if you're playing at a bar for 2 hours and you got to throw a cover in there, too. So.
It's so funny. That has to be one of the most divisive songs among songwriters.
Oh, yeah.
You either love it or you just don't even want to talk about it, which is what I'm getting from you right now, which is totally fine.
I mean, the Hootie days, those were rocking. Let Her Cry is one of my favorite songs.
Hold ever. My Hand.
Yeah.
Hold my hand. That was one of the first songs I learned on my guitar on my own when I was learning.
Really?
Yeah. That B7th chord, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow, look what this is. That's great.
And then we can't forget, All I Wanna Be With You.
Do that again. You sounded just like him.
You can call me a fool. I only wanna be with you.
When you were getting ready for this interview, did you ever think that you'd be singing falsetto Hootie?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
Well, that's the way things go here.
I keep
on
it in
Rocks.
My back pocket, though. Oh
man, I wonder what else you got in your back pocket.
That's like my only impression, so don't ask me for any more. That's literally all I got.
Are you going to be doing any impressions on Saturday at Coda?
God, no.
Okay. You're just going to stick to the music.
I'm going to stick to that.
Awesome. Well, let's hear another song.
All right. This one is called Swan Dive.
Matt Miller here on Neil Rocks.
Could use a break. too. So high, I won't come down. Sunlight, there's one way out. There's one way out. One dive, adventure of the late night. I try to live within my inside. Still high, I'm coming down. Sunlight, I'm halfway out. I'm halfway out. I'm halfway out. I'm halfway out. One dive, this verse is getting lonesome. Good night, we'll speak more in the morning. Still high, when I lay down. Take me now. Come take me now.
Yeah. Matt Miller here on Neo Rocks. So, we have not played Blue Diamond Sky yet. The reason you're having this party at Coda at 9 p.m. this Saturday is for the single, which
correct.
We're going to hear in just a little bit. When is the song actually going to be released?
June 10th on like iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that stuff.
Is this a radio debut?
Yes, it is.
We'll just say yes.
It is. It is. It actually is. I had to think about that, but yes.
So, before we get into Blue Diamond Sky here, where can people find out more about you?
MattMillerBand.com is my main site, and then Matt Miller Band on Facebook, and then for Twitter and Instagram, it's Matthew Miller at M-A-T-H-I-E-U.
That's an interesting spelling.
It's French.
Is it?
Yes.
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I get that all the time.
So M-A-T-H-I-E-U?
Correct.
Very good. And of course, you're going to be playing this Saturday. Give everybody one more time all of the details for the show this Saturday.
Free show at Coda, Saturday, June 11th, 9 p.m. Sea level, the few and the far, the great perhaps, and it's free. So, yeah, come on down.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for coming down today.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
And I wish we had a drummer in here because we could do a drum roll, but we'll just go with the old, here's your radio debut.
All right.
Of Blue Diamond Sky, new Matt Miller here on, wait, let me, I gotta hit this. It's like I've never done this before. Here on Neo Rocks.
Insecurities. It's like I'm unhealthy. It's
it's like a disease. It's like I'm malnourished, as you probably can see. Take it back, take it back, take it back now. Take it back to when you were a child. All the lives you've touched and everyone you know is spinning on the dial. Do you think, do you think, do you think that? Do you think that we're a bigger part of something we can't conceive? Cause we've been loving from the start. Ooh, damn. Now, take it back to when you were a child. All the lives you've touched and everyone you know.